Dogs are yelping and the flowers are blooming again at Randy Adams' house. We first met Randy over the telephone 5 days after Hurricane Katrina hit his hometown of New Orleans. Randy put his father, his wife, his son, and his son's girlfriend, and the five Adams family dogs, he said he could never leave behind their dogs, into a two-car caravan that drove overnight to Memphis, where they took shelter in a Red Roof Inn. During that first conversation, we found Randy eloquent and open. He had humor, humility, and an eye for detail.
Physically, we're all fine. Mentally, the edges are beginning to get jagged. The United States Marine Corps Band, based out of New Orleans, staying here. They put on a performance for us last night. That was a tremendous stress reliever until they played When the Saints Go Marching In, and then I broke down again. It's just, you know, how does one start over? And we're finding out piece by piece, step by step, how one starts over.
We liked him and began to check back with Randy every few weeks. He told us how he looked for work and red beans and rice in Memphis and longed to return to the city he loves. We also heard from listeners who worried about him, wanted to help him, and told us that they'd learned from his grace and fortitude. They didn't want us to let go of Randy's story. Randy hooks up computer and telephone systems for a living. His wife, Rochelle, is a respiratory therapist. They found work in Memphis, but 6 months ago, Randy told us that his marriage had become another casualty of the storm.
Things had not been normal for several weeks or a month, and I found out she was seeing someone else that she had met in Tennessee and was having an ongoing affair, and I had to give her an ultimatum. We both had to decide. You know, she had to be here with me full-time or somewhere else full-time, and she chose to go to him.
And just a few weeks ago, Randy told us that a tumor had been detected in his daughter's brain. Maybe the worst of the storm has passed for Randy Adams. Tests showed his daughter's tumor is benign. Randy and his wife are back together again, and they are both back in New Orleans. We thought it was time to go down and finally meet an old friend.
Oh, my gosh. How are you?
I'm doing real well.
Very good. Nice to
meet you.
Guys.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to finally see some faces behind the voices.
You look exactly like your voice.
Just
like Errol Flynn.
Well, maybe a little more like Ned Beatty, with sandy hair, aqua blue eyes, and a slight red beans and rice belly. Randy Adams is rebuilding his two-bedroom home just off the corner of Towering Oaks and Dueling Oaks in Marrero, about 10 miles south of downtown New Orleans. His house is more suburban ranch than French Quarter. A flat red brick front, five yelping little sausage dogs inside, a round above-ground pool in the back, and a front yard just large enough to hold the FEMA trailer, in which Randy and his family spend some nights while their house is being rebuilt. Most they spend at his father's house nearby, which was relatively undamaged. Randy does some work on his house every day. As he rebuilds, he also remembers, and that can be painful.
The thing I hate the most in life is change, but it's the only constant. If you can't adapt on the fly, it leaves you behind. I don't get left, and nobody that's with me will get left.
Floodwaters rose up only to about ankle height in Randy's house, but the wind and rain of Hurricane Katrina and Rita, which followed less than a month later, took away his roof, soaked his walls, and blew away most of his earthly possessions. But it's becoming recognizable again, with a new roof, restored flowers, a fresh, refilled pool, and plans for the first post-storm crawfish cookout. He stepped into Randy's FEMA trailer, makes a point of putting out a welcome mat in front.
Step into your first FEMA trailer. It's going to be hot because I keep...
Randy's tried to make his family's trailer more livable for whatever time they have to spend there.
Y'all a spot if y'all want to sit down. I set this up so we have something of a pantry and an entertainment center.
The loss of family memorabilia and artifacts is too depressing to total. But Randy Adams has managed to salvage some of the refrigerator magnets they bought on past vacations, and they're up on the trailer's refrigerator. Pictures from the Alamo in Roswell, New Mexico, and photographs of some of the many children's sports teams that he's coached. We sat down on the couch in Randy's trailer. His face was still slick with sweat from heavy work in his house, and he's always getting calls about how to connect new phone systems. Randy believes that he's just begun to reconnect with his life.
The end is what I always hoped it would be, where we are now. Yeah. The road we had to take to get here, I never traveled it before, so I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would be smoother. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Nobody quit. Nobody gave up. My wife decided to come back home. She was only gone 7 weeks, I think. Mm. I didn't actually count it to the day. I did, and I have it written down, but I don't know it by heart.
Okay. Yeah.
But the end result is exactly what I wanted. My house will be repaired. I have the money to put my house back together. My family is reunited.
Sorry. I'm going to put it on silent.
Lots of people want to talk to you.
Hello? Hey, Harvey. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. You just be aware that I charge extra for after hours. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. A little more work.
A little more work?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just strikes me talking to you now that you've, and I wonder how you feel this way, if you feel that you've really turned a corner.
True, we turned the whole block.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, oh yeah. We can actually see the light now, and it's not the train coming at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the downhill side now. You know, I know within 3 months, I can confidently tell you now within about 3 months I'll be living back in my home.
Yeah.
We're starting to look at furniture and talk about colors.
Yeah. You read the Bible.
I do.
You read any holy book, really, and people go through trials, in a sense, because they're meant to learn something. Something is reveals themselves while they're going through that.
Correct.
That by the time we read it, we all learn from. And I just wonder what you think you've learned so far.
I learned there were many things in my life I took for granted that were more precious to me than I ever really thought they were. Some of them I didn't know how precious till they were gone.
Yeah.
I know now, and I know I'll never take it for granted again. What don't kill you will make you stronger. Because somebody thinks I look like Hercules. I don't know. I'm just kind of short and dumpy when I look in the mirror. But everything is a little more special now. Everything. You know, you take no days for granted.
Yeah.
You take nothing for granted. You enjoy and savor each and every moment. Just like sitting on a swing with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We did that every day, and it was nothing. We didn't even think about it. We think about it now. I never used to kiss my wife good morning every day.
Mm-hmm.
I do now. We never used to kiss each other goodbye every time. We do now.
So y'all got to meet my pops, huh?
Next day, we joined Randy and his father for their weekly lunch at the Point Diner, just down the street from a concrete factory and overlooking, a long look, the Mississippi River.
That's mine. Thank you, love.
Billy Adams is a former Marine and former Teamster. He has a hard face. Maybe his son has inherited most of his smiles. But when Billy Adams talks to Randy, his voice may soften just a bit.
You learn how to be a leader. How to cope with things. And I'm very proud of you.
Billy Adams has had his own hard times, in and out of storms. His wife died 3 years ago. His oldest son, Billy Jr., died 16 years ago from AIDS. And we had to learn from Billy Adams that Randy was diagnosed with terminal skin cancer in 1994, but is now considered free of the disease after years of treatment. Over the past year, we've talked with Randy Adams about loss, love, suffering, and exile, and he never mentioned the struggle he's already had to survive. Randy and his father sometimes seem to speak in reassuring slogans. They are words of utter sincerity, earned by testing and faith.
I got a lot of confidence in the city. The city's been good to us. I think we are going to come back.
But what have the last few months been like for you, Mr. Adams?
I'm a little stressful since I lost my wife. But my son, Abe, been a big help to me. Great big help. When I get down, I call him. We talk a lot. We have good communication. We get along good, me and my boy. And he gives him the strength. He'll get back on his feet. Just don't lose faith. Nobody that's having this problem, don't let him lose faith. You can't give up. That's what's good about these people in Louisiana. They don't give up. They fight us.
With your last dying breath, you say, I'll try.
That's lucky, dog. He says, come on. You want to get in the pool? You want to get in the pool? Watch this. His feet will start swimming as soon as I get in close. Come on, you want to go?
The weather is getting good and hot now. Grandy Adams thinks that Lucky Dog, one of the little dachshunds that he piled into their car last year as Hurricane Katrina bore down, could use a dip in the small, round backyard pool that he's just filled.
Too cold. Come on, I can't let you go, though. Just swim a little bit.
Oh, boy.
He loves it. He loves the pool.
No one displaced by last summer's hurricanes will probably ever be able to put their old lives back together. Too many people are gone. Too much has been wrecked and lost. For many people in Louisiana and Mississippi, the hurricanes of 2005 will be as much a mark in their lives as Pearl Harbor Day or September 11th, the event in which their lives were overtaken by what Salman Rushdie once called the annihilating whirlpool of history. But Randy Adams has just now grasped that he's gotten a hell of a shake but hasn't been defeated by history. He has survived. He's taken care of his family. And this weekend at his home with a FEMA trailer in the front yard, a small pool and a covered swing in the backyard, and his dogs leaping and yelping all around, Randy Adams is hosting the first crawfish boil since last year's hurricanes. Enough people have moved back to his block in Marrero to make it a real party.
Everybody, watch your zydeco.
Our story was produced by Peter Breslow, and you can catch a glimpse of our friend Randy and Lucky Dog when you come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Gonna stay on the floor. See Nathan. He loves the cha-cha-cha.